was she trying to punish him or something, maybe? Like,
and maybe it was cold in Minnesota. He ain't coming over to finish the job. Like, oh, I'm mad now. So I'm going to call the police. And if I'm going to suffer, you're going to suffer.
Yeah.
I'm suffering with no heat. You going to suffer by going to jail.
Yeah.
Like, but the two don't equal out. That's not the same thing. You can get a blanket.
Talk about what you got going on, I promise you. Ryan gonna call the police tonight.
You
gotta talk to
me,
alright?
Can't do it like this.
Before you call the police,
what else can be done?
I'm dead.
DP.
Welcome to
Building Bridges with Black Men.
Alright. If you hear this, you hear that sound back there? That's not a good sound.
No.
Especially if you got, you're trying to do your job.
What?
This is going on. Run for your life.
What?
Run for your life.
What in the world is this, boy?
Run for your life.
Find a good ally. If you can't run, find a good ally can stand next to you for the moment.
Yeah. Minnesota woman calls police on black AC technician while he's working. Sobs uncontrollably and claims to be threatened.
Man.
This guy's just out doing his job, HVAC. Called out for a job. And potentially his life is in danger because of his call.
Yeah.
Alonzo Harmon out in Minnesota.
Alonzo, Golden Valley, Minnesota. I never heard of Golden Valley, Minnesota. Is outraged after his client called the police on him, sobbed hysterically while speaking with the operator and claimed that he's threatening her.
Mm.
Harmon recorded the woman as she was crying on the phone. And the good thing he did, he posted on TikTok. So
yeah. You
can go to TikTok and check this out. Standing outside the garage as a woman was calling 911, Harmon listened to her claims and struggled to believe what was happening to him. He says, I'm rude, and he's threatening me right now, the woman said on her call. While he continues to record the video, Harmon asks the woman to tell him what threat he made. But she ignores his question and proceeds to talk on the phone. Please, 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 I'm so scared right now, the woman yells on the call. I'm shaking right now. Please, please, I'm so scared.
Oh, my goodness.
Harmon chuckled briefly as he remained in disbelief. I've never in my life had to deal with no bull like this, he said before walking away from the garage. According to the Daily Beast, a police spokesperson said officers responded to the call and spoke with the gentleman recording the video. He left with no further investigation taking place involving the incident that was called in. Harmon, who went to the client's home to perform an air duct cleaning, said the woman was rude to him from the moment he got there. She just the way she cut me off when I tried to explain things, he said. When I enter the home, the first thing she says to me is, they let you do a job like this?
What in the world?
Yeah, they let you do a job like this? Once he actually started to try to do his job, Harmon says she was over my back. Basically, continuously asking me the same questions, how I got the job. What was my interest in the job? Do I actually know what I'm doing? Like, do I actually know what I'm doing in the home and stuff like that? When the woman insists that the company must have sent the wrong person, he packed up his things and left. That's when the woman called police. She's basically putting my life in danger just because of what's going on in the world with black men and police, obviously police brutality, and just the way that she tried to portray what was going on.
Yeah.
Although the woman isn't identified by any particular race, Harmon said there was a huge language barrier between them.
Wow.
So again, he got it. He gets it. As a black man, he gets it. He was there to perform a job. Capable of doing his job. And why you say, Byron, why are you capable? Because if a company sends you out to do a job, that means you're qualified and capable.
Yeah, by yourself too.
By yourself.
You want apprenticing somebody, you were sent to do the job.
Do the job. So for you to continue to badger me, woman, and ask me why, am I sure I know what I'm doing, standing over me, per Harmon, I'm out. I'm leaving. I don't have to take this sort of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when she feels the need to feel like I need to call the police.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out, why did she call the police? I mean,
yeah.
I'm saying because if you look at the video, and we play, I just, you know, I put a sample of the audio in it, but if you can actually go to TikTok and look it up, his name, in the video, it looks like he already packed up, was already outside her house and was leaving. So why is she calling the police on him when he's already out the house and not even a threat to her at all?
Exactly.
I mean, I could at least maybe think if he was still in the house and trying to finish the job and she was calling the police to say, no, just leave or something, but he was already gone.
Exactly.
So, and what is all this crying and squealing and stuff? I don't understand. It's beyond me.
Right. And she had no basis to call the police because when they showed up, they took his side of it and said, you free to go.
Yeah.
So again, a baseless claim, but somehow, whether she's been taught, she's learned it from somebody, is to call the police. And again, this is the always go to when a situation doesn't turn out the way or you can't control the situation.
Yeah.
We believe it's necessary to call the police.
Was she trying to punish him or something, maybe? like, how dare they send someone like you here? I'm going to now punish you and try to get you arrested.
Because we know he didn't finish the job. Like he said, I'm out. I left. So is she? I'm sure she was upset. And maybe it was cold in Minnesota. He ain't coming over to finish the job. Like, oh, I'm mad now. So I'm going to call the police. And if I'm going to suffer, you're going to suffer.
Yeah.
I'm suffering with no heat. You're going to suffer by going to jail.
Yeah.
Like, but the two don't equal out. That's not the same thing. You can get a blanket. I now have an arrest record.
Yeah.
This could have potentially gone real bad.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, he clearly recognized if she's doing all this, his life is in danger.
Yes.
And he needs to leave. Or like I said, find an ally that can stand with him. Her doing that without any true harm to her, risk her crying and squealing, saying she's feels threatened, she's scared, shaking. I don't understand what she's doing.
And these, again, are situations where we've talked about is that having certain conversations that we have to have with black boys.
Yeah.
I mean, black men in regards to how to protect yourself,
mm-hmm.
how to protect yourself, how to walk away from situations. You have to, more often than not, bite your tongue, control how you really may be feeling to get out of a situation.
Yeah.
Being taught to always remove yourself from the situation, be able to live another day to tell what happened. Because if he decided to stay there and go toe-to-toe with her verbally,
mm-hmm.
and maybe the 911 officer on the phone heard that, they might have could have sent police officers responding a lot faster.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it took him to get there, but all those things, it's a lot to play in your mind as a black man when coming encounter with folks who are constantly wanting to call the police on you. It's like, again, we always have to be the one to manage our emotions. Every single time we have to manage our emotions, and particularly in situations such as this where we have done nothing wrong.
Yeah, he's just doing his job.
Yeah.
Trying to fix the HVAC and has this happening to him. Man, so before if the police are being called on you, what can you do
right
before they get there? It's kind of what this is saying. I guess we can kind of consider this lady to be an outlier that most people would not. We could assume most people may not go this hysterical on someone. Most sane people,
mm-hmm.
sane people who are not racist would not go this hysterical on someone just trying to do their job.
Right. Right.
So we can kind of say, you know, don't be hysterical. I mean, don't over-exaggerate just because you might feel like you need to.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're trying to punish somebody. Just if you need to feel like you're not safe, then you're going to call the police. Then if you're going to do it, don't over-exaggerate because now you're risking somebody's life.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, too, if you're the black man and you all have the police called on you, you need to think about some steps you need to take
mm-hmm.
before they arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely stay away from the person. Try to be as unthreatening as you can. I mean, it's hard because they look at us anyway as a threat just automatically.
Yeah, and record. Record like he did. I think record is...
Recording, yeah.
Is a great option as well. If you, quote unquote, need to have your day in court, here's film the show. Like, I was a distance away from her. I didn't do anything to this woman.
Yeah, go live, you know, because if it goes live, then it's not on your phone.
Right.
It's going to get saved once it stops.
Mm-hmm.
And other people can watch it at that moment as well. Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, she was really going in.
Yeah. and we talk about
Academy Award.
Yeah, and what things you've been taught to say to pose a threat when there really isn't one?
Mm.
Particularly when it comes to black men. Like, I'm gonna call. I'm gonna just call and act like something's happened when nothing's ever happened. But I know to do this because I can get my way.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just wondering, like, because again, she didn't mention anything like he's in my house still, you know, he's being loud. It's just like, I'm fearful of what? He's a distance away from you now.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful when you're out here making calls and understanding the impact you're having on people's lives. Because again, if he's working and you're a homeowner, I just want the same things you want. I want to be able just to get back home to my family. I just want to do a job and be able to get back home.
Yeah. I mean, this also speaks to the idea we talked about before about weaponizing the police. Like you just said, to get your way. Weaponizing the police to come and do something that you may not do or be able to do. In this case, whatever her reasons were, I mean, it may be no logical reason just doing it. She did weaponize the police.
Yeah.
By the way she sounded, what she was saying against him. And all he was trying to do was do his job.
And a lot of time you think about not only weaponizing, but it's wasted resources and time when you're taking away from somebody else who really may need that 911 call.
Mm-hmm.
But we're sending officers out here to deal with things that sometimes they feel like, man, I don't feel like dealing with this.
Yeah.
I'm going to deal with it because I signed up for it as a police officer and we thank you for protecting and serving. But sometimes some of the stuff they feel like, man, what am I out here for?
Yeah. Yeah, if they're getting calls like that, they say, you know, Was there actual harm done?
Right.
Was something stolen? No, I just feel scared.
Right.
He's not even on my property and I feel scared.
Mm-hmm.
He's left already.
Yeah.
He drove away. I'm afraid.
Yeah. I mean, have a neighbor over the house with you when somebody's coming. Anytime somebody coming over, maybe fix some equipment that may be black and you might be scared of a black man, have your neighbor over there. They can sit with you while you're getting your HVAC taken care of or getting your plumbing taken care of. I don't know. But if it's a not real threat, please understand how you putting people in dangerous situations based on because you just flat out mad. Let's just call it what it is. You just might be mad and say, I'm going to weaponize and call the police to get you in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, there was no logical reason for her to be calling at them for that, any reason. You know, other than she was mad or something like that, or just having a mental break. The article did mention about a language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that would play into it. She wasn't understanding what he was saying, or she sounded like her language was fine when she was calling.
She was clear about them sobs going up an octave.
Yeah, I know.
Help, 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 come right now. Yeah. So, you know, it's culturally, it appears that we have been identified as to be a threat. And it's unfortunate that that's kind of like the first image or the first things that comes to mind when it comes to our black boys and black men that we are viewed as a threat.
Yeah, and he said when the police showed up, they just dismissed it,
mm-hmm.
realizing it was nothing to it, nothing behind it.
Yeah.
But that was fortunate, though.
Because
if they came guns blazing,
uh-huh.
like we've seen in many other situations.
Right, right.
That means he would have been harmed or arrested or something mm-hmm. for no mm-hmm. reason.
Yeah. I think a large part Well, the majority of not just a large, all parts of it is why we do this is to protect, to make sure that our black men and black boys are seen as individuals and as humans,
yeah,
as not as a threat. So whether you're on the side of wanting to make a call or on the side of trying to take care of your life, view us as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Don't view us as a threat first.
Yeah.
You know, there are times, I mean, we can always find articles where, yeah, you should have called the police. But again, as I've said, for every article where you should be calling the police, there's times when you shouldn't be calling them. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be able to discern what is a real and a true threat. And the stuff we're bringing you, obviously, on purpose, does not indicate true threats. Now, we're not in those situations. Let's be clear about that. But only based on what the articles are saying. But if there's no threat, you know, I'm looking at my house that I just bought. I'm being sent over to take care of something at your house and I'm leaving because I don't like the way I'm treated. Again, show me and find the threat that makes you feel as if you've got to call the police.
Yeah, I mean, even in disagreements. I mean, right. If there's a disagreement and it's not escalating to violence, every disagreement doesn't need to require the police to be called.
Right.
You know, we've seen some of those situations, even you know, in private situations, you know, you don't need to have a police show up every time.
Exactly.
Because now you're escalating it for no reason to someone with a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because it's a black man.
Right.
Just because it's a black boy. Let's get the police involved. That's not always the case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just take a second. And when you encounter situations that you may feel, obviously the first thing that's going to change is your physical makeup, body is going to change, what have you. Is this a real legitimate threat, or is it can be a situation that can be talked out? You know, can it be a situation that can be de-escalated before I decide to call the police?
Yeah. Yeah, before you call the police, do not put on a Oscar-winning performance.
Please. Don't let your voice go octave higher. Yeah. And don't start shaking uncontrollably.
Yeah, when it's not real.
Right.
Talk about what you got going on, I promise. I ain't gonna call the police tonight. You gotta talk to me, alright? Can't do it like this. Let's just talk, bro.
Before you call the police, what else can be done?
Can't do it like this. Let's just talk, bro.
Daddy, you're sorry. Daddy, let's make some dinner.